Today's message for Monday 10th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Enjoying Supernatural Speed. Part 8. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode, and went to Jezreel, 1 Kings 18 verse 45. Israel had been without rain for more than 3 years. In response to Elijah's prayers, God sent a great rain. However, it was preceded by certain features that would have promoted fear in the average person. The Bible says that the heaven was black with clouds and wind. The blackness of the sky must have created a very dark climate and very poor visibility. Coupled with the strong wind, the situation would have been somewhat scary. Remember that fear thrives in an atmosphere of darkness. But Elijah would not give in to fear. Thus, he was able to experience the fullness of the supernatural act of God. To enjoy supernatural speed, you must do away with fear. Fear cripples faith. It is the enemy of faith, and you need to be in faith to experience the move of God. Fear has torment, 1 John 4:21. If you give in to it, it will rob you of the supernatural. During the time of the judges, Israel fell into the hands of the Midianites, who tormented and oppressed them for many years. Israel did all she could to free herself from their stronghold, all to no avail. They needed supernatural intervention to break free. When God was ready, he chose Gideon to lead the battle for Israel's freedom. Gideon assembled an army of 32,000 warriors and presented them before God. 22,000 of these men were immediately disqualified because they were fearful. God knew that the fear in their hearts would be a cog in the will of the supernatural. You must get rid of fear, otherwise, it will disqualify you from the supernatural. Fill your heart with the light of God's word, the word of faith, and fear shall flee away from your life. Further Bible reading. Judges 7 verse 1 to 9. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.